I can see that you're on, but I cannot hear you or see you. I can see you. I can't hear you. You are green.
What about now?
Yeah.
Still green, but I can't hear you.
I like the green. I'm into it.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 649. I'm Sam Ginsberg and here's your host, a man who's green with envy. It's Tyler Dryblatt.
I get it. Hey everybody, how's it going? I've been gone for a little bit. It's very good to be back, especially for the first episode of the year. Traditional with Mitch. Always good to have Mitch around. Hey Mitch.
Hello there. Good to see you guys.
Yeah. So, I'm glad to be here. We're going to be talking about some beers made with unusual ingredients, perhaps, and also how some places are actually doing well despite everybody shutting down. So, that's good. Like I said, we're going to be talking about it with Mitch Ginsberg. So, Mitch, what do you have? What kind of beer you got?
Okay, so I have something from Avery Brewing called White Rascal. It's a Belgian style white ale, and it's a 5.6 ABV.
All right.
And I'm going to just give it a little pour now.
I like Belgian style, but white ale is where you lose me.
Oh, White Rascal's good.
I've never had it.
Boris had it I forgot on episode 50 we had two beers. He had it as one of his beers on that, and he gave it a 7.5. But I think Avery got bought out, which is sad.
He's no longer green for some reason.
Oh, your camera fixed itself. Did you do anything?
I did a lot of different things, none of which worked.
It's all going to catch up with you now.
You want me to try it, or is it too
early? Yeah.
I thought it was too early to try.
Never too early.
Man, what if the format was we try it at the end? Like, we introduce it at the beginning, and then we just have to chug it at the end.
I guess I was thinking that we each talked about what our beers were and then tried drinking them. You want me to talk about it, too? Have I ever done this show?
Before, I don't think so.
I've never been on this before.
Yeah.
Do you have a guess, Dad, how many you've done?
I would guess 8.
This is your 15th appearance.
Wow. Well, those other 7, I was probably so drunk, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is a pretty good beer. I like it. Every time I come on, all 15 times I've come on, I've said I don't really like hoppy beers. This is not too bitter. It's actually really smooth. Has a little bitter note coming in at the end. I think it's got some orange peel in it. It's very smooth and drinkable.
All right.
You would hate it.
I like that beer.
Oh, okay. You've had this before?
Not in years, but it's like a baby Belgian.
I typically find white ales like inoffensive, but kind of unnecessary. But I don't know. I've never had that beer. Instead, I have another beer from my coworker Mike. I think it's Mike,
renowned for giving you boring ass beers.
Yeah. Well, at least there's a lot of this one. I think it's pronounced Cherny is the brewery. It's Czech, I believe, and it's Velko Popovichki Kozel, which I believe translates to Kozel Dark Lager. So it's a dark lager. It's 3.8% ABV.
Oh, no. Woo!
It has no head. It's very dark. Smells almost like molasses bread. You know that kind of like brown molasses bread?
Yeah, I love that.
This has a note of stone fruit to it that I don't
Very
love.
Very tricky, yeah.
And it's just a little light in the body. I mean, I don't know. I think it's just the darkness makes me think it should be heavier. Like, it never said it was a stout or anything. So I guess the lightness is within standards. But I would like a little more, I don't know, a little more something to it. I don't love this beer, but I have a lot of it, and it won't get me drunk. So, hooray!
That seems like the type of beer that you should have before work. Like it's a nice hearty breakfast that won't do anything to you, so you can just go drive to work.
Well, I think like if I was like a, I don't know, what do they do in Chechnya? If I was like a Chechen shepherd, or Czech, whatever.
Czech.
It doesn't matter. This 3.8 is really getting to me. If I was a Czech shepherd, then I would probably be drinking this. But I'm not.
Isn't Czech Shepherd married to the chick that played Veronica Mars?
Pretty good. What beer you got over there, Samuel?
I got Brewery Omegang Everything Naughty.
Oh, yes. Okay.
This is a white chocolate imperial blonde stout. So I'm wondering if we might have opposite experiences here, Dip, where it looks like it shouldn't be heavy in the mouth at all, but maybe it will be. It smells very sweet. I don't know about this. I get the white chocolate, but the malt character to it is very odd, and it's too sweet. But it's 9.5%, and I can't taste that, so that's cool. I don't know. I might actually love this by the end, but it wasn't what I was expecting in the first sip. Really threw me.
Do you always look for the highest ABV beer you can find?
Well, actually, Emily got me this one, so I think maybe she's trying to get me a little drunk.
Okay. Well, let's jump into our articles. I have a pretty weak beer, so.
Oh shit! I had this beer already.
That's incredible. That's incredible. I thought you had everything nice last time.
So apparently, pretty recently, I had everything naughty, and then 3 weeks later, someone else had everything nice.
Oh.
Zach had everything nice.
Oh.
Shit.
Well, that sucks to be you. Well.
You guys talk articles. I'm going to see if Emily wants to drink this. She doesn't want to drink a 9.5% beer. Oh, crap.
You could always drink it and do a punishment beer.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to drink and do a punishment beer later.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry.
punishment beer, punishment article, light beer, light article. From democratandchronicle.com, Bud Light Blizzard Brew, made with beer from Bills Stadium snow. Yeah.
So you have some thoughts there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just have one association with Bills Stadium, and I would not want to be drinking any liquid that came out of Bills Stadium. So
I don't remember if we've told the story on the show before, but we've never had your perspective on it. Do you want to tell it?
Okay, so Sam and I went to a Bills game.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Is it Richfield? I forget what it's called now. But Sam was about 8, and he was a big Cincinnati Bengals fan, and they were playing the Bengals. And at halftime, we both had to use the services.
Yeah.
So we went down to the bathrooms that were unbelievably crowded.
Yeah.
And people were in line, and eventually people got tired of being in line in the traditional lines, and so they got in lines to go pee in the corner of
no
the bathroom on the floor. Yes.
So not just people were peeing in the corner. People, so many people thought this was a good idea. People were queuing to pee in the corner.
No, I got it. I got it.
Yes. So that's my liquid experience at Bill Stadium. And so I wouldn't want to be drinking anything that was associated with liquid from Bill Stadium.
That's insane.
It's a great story. What's your perspective, Sam? Did you think it was odd?
No, I think you told the story about exactly how I did. I don't remember myself being that young.
Well, I thought you were pretty young.
But I trust your memory about that over mine.
So here's the real question. What line did you guys go into?
I went into the corner line because it was shorter.
Incredible. So okay, all right.
I think I may have left the bathroom without doing any business, thinking, no, I can't do this.
So he left me in there alone with 60 drunk strangers.
No, but he met some nice people that day.
Got some numbers.
Someone bought him a little puppy, and someone showed him some candy at his car. And
I bet he saw a lot of stuff in that bathroom. Yeah. Oh, brother.
I do remember that there were a lot of people yelling, start using your Cialis, because I think Cialis is something that helps you pee.
That's not the function it's supposed to help you with.
It's not. Well, there was some. No. There's some medicine that
Cialis is a boner drug, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't that.
Okay.
But there's some medicine that was supposed to help people with enlarged prostates go pee. And people were yelling, use that drug because you're taking too long up there. So it was an elevated experience.
Yeah. Culture. Well, this snow has been purified. You'll be happy to know. But I guess the stadium, they're moving stadiums or something. And so it's like, oh, this is like a send off. But it's not any different than the normal beer, except I guess some of the water came from this purified snow, which I just think is boring and kind of a cop out.
Yeah, well,
I agree.
Today was the last game in the Bill Stadium. And I know that they hired people to shovel the snow.
Really keeping up with the stadium activities out there?
Well, I have family who love the Bills, so I do follow the Bills a little bit.
But gotcha.
They pay $20 an hour and food and drinks to shovel the stadium to
That's
get ready
bad.
For the game today.
That's not bad.
I heard they'll give you tickets if you shovel. Maybe not at anymore, but that's something I'd heard about the Packers.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard that too. That wasn't on the table, from what I understand.
All right. I just think, like, so obviously the purified snow isn't going to do anything. It's not going to make it taste any different or whatever. But if you're going to go for, like, a silly thing, push it a little more than just, like, we put some snow water in the beer you normally drink.
I'll actually push back just the smallest amount on that it can't possibly have an effect. It can't possibly have an effect. But when we were in Portland, a bunch of breweries we went to said Portland beer is better because of the water that we use.
Right, it's like the bagels in New York, yeah.
And the pizza dough. Yeah, it's unclear to me how much of that actually matters, but maybe.
So I do think, well, there is a difference between, like, you know, like mineral contents and stuff like that. I believe that. I just don't believe they put enough snow water in this batch to make any sort of discernible difference. I think they got maybe one garbage can full of snow and, like, purified that and put it in the mix. I don't think that's, like, where all the water for this came from.
Do you think for the diehard Bills fan, this is a must purchase? Are you gonna ask Steve and Sheila about this?
I might mention it to them. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like a sentimental thing, I guess. I guess I could see it.
I guess I could see it as like a collectible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you buy a six pack of this and you leave it in your garage, and then it explodes eventually, and then that's a problem for you.
I guess. I don't know.
I'd like to see what the can looks like.
It looks exactly so. There is a video, like right at the middle, and the image should show you what the can looks like. I think, or maybe you have to watch all the way to the end because I did watch it for some stupid reason.
I'm 11 seconds in. I'm so bored. It's just shots of snow.
Well, wait for the garbage can.
Oh, is that why you said garbage can? No, that's a cooler. Yeah. I think that's supposed to be a cooler. Oh, yeah, that can is pretty much the same as Bud Light usually is.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit at the top that says farewell season, and I think it has the years on there.
There's a little bit at the bottom.
Oh, Blizzard Brew!
Yeah. But it's not... The recipe isn't any different, except they, like... Each one probably has, like, a part per million of this snow water in it.
The words Blizzard Brew just make me want to make a D&D class where it's a spellcasting class based on potions you drink, and Blizzard Brew would be like a really powerful one.
It makes me miss Sobe.
Man, I feel like Obi-Wan Kenobi right now. It's a name I have not heard in a long time.
I know. So good. Black and Blueberry Brew was one of them, which is
why I don't know if I ever actually had Sobe.
My favorite was Lizard Lava, which was like
my parents were just such assholes. They wouldn't let us have like sugary drinks in the house.
That's right.
No, mine too. But I worked. What
is it? What? I don't know what it is. I've heard of it, but is it alcohol?
No. So, Sobe started out as I don't know how to describe it, like almost like a smoothie like beverage. Almost like a lighter than a smoothie, and then it transitioned to like life water. So now it's like an energy water kind of dealio.
But they still make
what
it.
I'm talking. Yeah, they still make Sobe life water. Oh, I'm pretty sure. Damn. But they don't make any of the good that milky, the thick milky stuff that I really used to like. Yeah.
Never had it. Heard of it. Never had it.
Do
you know what it was?
One of my first jobs, I worked in the bottle recycling part of a liquor store, and they, I got lunch there as part of my thing, and they sold Sobe, and so that was my go-to.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you worked in the bottle of recycling, and they let you finish the bottoms of every bottle.
Yeah,
for
sure. I got a little sponge, and I get it in there, and I just squeeze it out. Oh, please, sir, can I have some more bottles, please?
Man, you told me about that job before. It sounds so gross.
It was so gross. I found more than one dead mouse inside a bottle.
Did you wait until Mitch was taking a sip to say something disgusting?
I was trying to get a... Yeah. It sucked. It sucked real bad. Yeah, okay. So I've been gone for a couple weeks because my father is in the hospital. He's still in the hospital. He had a GI perforation, which is bad. So they had to go in and like give him a big freaking cut in his stomach and take out part of his intestine, I guess. Yeah, so he's still in the hospital, which is why I missed the last 2 weeks. Yikes. He's doing okay though. Like he seems to be moving in the right direction. I think hopefully, next week he'll be in a rehab, facility, but pretty crazy stuff.
At the risk of one-upping you, someone on this call's dad is dead. So
what? Are you talking about my dad?
Yeah, well, you're not dead, so yeah, process of elimination.
Oh, yeah, I was afraid you were breaking some news to me.
You were a ghost the whole time? You're Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
No, actually, Samuel, it's funny you say that because my dad going to the hospital, I forgot I was out for a couple weeks because before that my grandfather died and I had to go to his funeral.
Oh,
Jesus
awful.
Christ. Yeah, I know. I don't know why I'm laughing.
I think it must be that 3-8 is really getting to you.
Crazy shit. But yeah, so it's been an event. It was an eventful December. Yeah.
So were you in your hometown for the past 2 weeks then?
No. So my grandfather lived in Monticello, New York. So kind of upstate-y New York a little bit.
Okay.
And so I was up there and then I
Bills
came
country.
Down. Yep. Go Bills. So I came down, I was up there for the funeral and then I came down for like a day and then my dad went into the hospital. And so, he was actually transported to a hospital that was only about 40 minutes away from where my grandfather lived. So then I just went back up there and stayed at that house.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was a bad, it's good that this year is over.
Yeah.
Is over. That was a bad
I know. Ending. It was. Well, that's why I said at the beginning, you know, I'm happy to be here for the first show of the year, to be with you. I'm taking this good energy, you know, into 2026.
That's great. That's great. You can suck all the good energy out of me that you want.
I've heard that before.
Get a
heard
room.
That before. yeah. So I said to Sam, you know, I made one joke on here about how, you know, both he and Becca don't have any grandparents anymore. And the universe took that personally, really decided to punish me.
Man. So was that your last grandparent?
No, I still have one.
And he's going better... to hold it over my head.
No, I'm not saying anything else. I'm not saying anything else. Anne, I'll protect you.
You also, famously mocked me when my childhood dog died.
Yeah, I know. It's all catching up to me now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hospitals, you know what? I know most people don't know this, but they're not fun places to be.
I've been lucky enough that my last few times in a hospital have been for my kids coming into the world. Which is fine.
A little more
but that's
joyous.
not the good part. The good part is I knew in advance so I could bring the Nintendo
right.
Switch. Played a lot of Hades, played a lot of Zelda.
Incredible.
So that was cool.
That's where you're going, by the way, for playing video games while your wife is in labor. You're going to Hades.
Bro, it takes so long.
I know. Because I just like they had him drugged up pretty much most of the time. So I was just like there to, in case my mom needed like, you know, me to run errands or whatever. But it was mostly just like sitting there in the hospital and then listening to people like yelling or like clearing their throats. Really sucks. Sucks real bad.
And it smells. I don't like the smells in hospitals.
That's true.
It's a shame. Well, I hope your dad gets out soon.
Thank you. Me too. I guess it's time to move on to another article. I don't know that that was really content so much as me just talking at the both of you, but that's the way it goes sometimes. So the next thing we're going to do, speaking of hospitals, thetimes.com. Scientist who homebrewed a beer vaccine. It gave me immunity to virus. So Chris Buck is a virologist at the National Cancer Institute. And he, I guess was doing some experiment. The from what I understand, the common assumption was that you can't put vaccines in yeast because the stomach will just like break it apart. The chemicals in the tummy will just break it apart. And then this guy did an experiment where it showed that maybe mice actually could digest these vaccines in yeast. And so he tried to get a study done to go further, and the National Cancer Institute said no, so he just did it at home anyway, and claims that he brewed a beer with a vaccine that had been modified to have, or with a yeast that had been modified to carry a vaccine that made him immune to a certain cancer-causing virus.
This concerns me a little bit. I like X-Files style, I want to believe. The sentence, it gave me immunity to virus, makes me anxious. Like, that needs more context. Also, the other thing is, it says the beer is a Lithuanian-style farmhouse ale. At that point, just give me an injection. I don't want to drink that shit.
Yeah. I mean, this would be cool, not just because you could get vaccinated like drinking beer, but it would be good for science, you know? Like, it would help people if you could put vaccines in this new form. But I read the whole thing, and it seems like the only thing he did that was peer-reviewed was, like, write an article about the recipe he used. So that, like, seems like...
Like the grain bill and the hop
schedule?
I don't know.
I guess. Okay. Or, like, maybe he just, like, outlined, like, what his purpose was. It doesn't seem like his results have been duplicated or peer-reviewed at all, which, you know, isn't great. So that's more concerning. And then some other folks raised the idea that, like, at a time when confidence in vaccines is, you know, dropping, maybe we don't just want, like, a mad scientist whipping up some sort of, like, chemical beer in his kitchen.
I had the same, like, mad science thought, because it says that he thinks the yeast could be modified to be used in other foods like yogurt. And then I just kind of flash forward in my head a little bit to, like, Jamie Lee Curtis advertising a new type of yogurt that gives you immunity to disease. And then I think about how, like, fluoride in the water is, like, one of the best, like, public health ideas ever. And Joe Rogan and his acolytes hate it so much. Like,
yeah,
this will make them hate beer somehow. I worry. I feel like I have a corkboard with red string in my head about how this is going to be a bad thing, even though it's not actually a bad thing. Just like the PR of it will cause problems.
And it's definitely not good that, I don't know. Well, I'm not saying it's, cause he could be like who was the guy who injected? Was it? No, it wasn't
Jonas Salk.
Was it? Was it Jonas Salk who just, like, straight up injected kids?
Oh, I didn't know that part. I didn't know how your sentence was going to end when I answered it.
Yeah. Cause he could be like a Jonas Salk style hero, and he did this, like, unauthorized test and changed science.
Should I ask ChatGPT, like, who straight up injected kids and see what it says?
I don't think you should. I don't think you should do that. Okay. Number one, because it's going to use an entire river to give you the answer.
I wonder how he knows he has immunity.
It does say that. Hold on, let me find that for you.
You can test for that.
It says he drank about 2 pints a day for the next 4 days and then conducted regular blood tests in the months that followed, and the tests suggested he developed antibodies against 2 types of BK polyomavirus. Oh, polyomavirus, excuse me. But again, that's just him. Those test results have not been verified by anybody else, have not been duplicated, have not been peer-reviewed.
But he's not going based on vibes. If we're to believe him, he tested and verified this.
That is true.
I think it's kind of interesting. I mean, it's hard to... I thought it was hard to get immunity to viruses. So, you know, if yeast is a medium, then, you know, maybe that will spur other kinds of development, not necessarily of beers, but for people to get immunity to other viruses.
I mean, phobias of needles and whatnot, that could be big. Probably not beer, but yogurt or other ingestible stuff.
Yeah. I think being able to put a vaccine in yeast and have it work would be great. You know, no matter if it's in yogurt or beer or what have you. I'm just worried about this, like, mad lad who's brewing up science potions in his kitchen.
Well, I don't think I want to drink it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. What if he made his vaccine beer with some melted snow from the Buffalo Bills stadium?
And I definitely wouldn't want to drink it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I assume and hope neither one of you was in the hospital lately.
Luckily, no.
Good.
Not yet.
Not yet?
You know, when you get to be my age, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Sam was making faces like, oh, you, Mitch, you haven't told him that you're getting your kidney out or something. I don't know.
No, I have not told you that because I am not getting my kidney out.
Good. I would hope not.
Yes. Yes.
Sam, have you been in the hospital lately? Is that what that face was about?
Nope. Not since the aforementioned children and Hades experience. Man, what
that's
a good game.
That's good. Yeah. Every time I go to the doctor now, including the hospital I was just at, and I notice they have Epic software, I'm like, oh, just complain about it once. Just complain about it once. I'm going to tell Sam, and I'm never going to stop. But they haven't done it yet. Yeah, I know. Great quality stuff. So, Mitch, outside of the hospital, what have you been up to? You been traveling? You been getting anywhere?
You know, I actually spent Christmas in Wisconsin.
Oh.
Which was
just a coincidence.
Cool.
We didn't see each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was great.
Nice.
Got to spend some time with family and
nice.
You know, I'm a huge Christmas fan. So anything Christmas, you got me.
Yep. Well, yep.
I mean, I could be exaggerating a little bit, but you know, to see the little children get so excited about Christmas and just to spend time with them was excellent.
I think it could be fun as a grandparent to like specifically buy presents for grandchildren. Like, I don't like getting presents. I find I'm not a very good gift giver. But I think in that role, I think that could be very fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it is fun. I mean, it's, you know, I didn't grow up with Christmas, so it's not like it rekindles the magic of Christmas for me. I mean, it might for my wife, but I like to see my grandkids happy.
All three of us are in the same boat, baby. Bunch of shiksas.
So you know, it was very sweet to
that's good.
See the
that's nice.
Kids very happy, and we are very lucky. The travel went super smooth, and you know, because everybody was saying travel during the Christmas time is going to be terrible. I had no problems with that, and the weather in Wisconsin was actually bearable.
Yeah, was it snowy?
No. The day after I left, I think, you know, the wind chill got down to like zero and there was some snow. But
yeah,
while we were there, it was like reasonable. It's like something that somebody could actually live in.
It was like 40 half the time you guys were here. And then it was unbearable 2 days after you left.
Yeah, whatever places, it's unbearable, Sam. You know that. I like your cat.
Yes, me too. She's What's a good girl. Her name is Petra. Her name is Petra.
Petra.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. She's a good girl.
And
she likes to be perceived. Did you?
Yeah.
Apparently, calico cats are supposed to be good luck. And the waving kitty that you see in some like Asian shops, they're traditionally calico cats.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I didn't know
Yep.
I know that they're female.
Yes, most of the time.
I thought like all of the time. I'll have to check that out.
It's like 99.99. You know, you can get like those Camaras that are, you know, they're male, but it's like a weird situation.
So then,
like trans cats. Is that what you're saying?
Whoa, hey, I don't want to get all poly charged up in here, you know?
So a litter of cats, if they're like half male and half female, would it be like the females are all calicos and the males are all orange or whatever?
It could happen.
Or would it just be a litter of all female cats?
Well, now I'm not a cat scientist, But I believe that you could have like a split the first situation. I believe you could have the first situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer for that.
Yeah.
I think about dogs. If you have two dogs of different breeds that mate, I guess the puppies look different. The puppies aren't all the same looking.
Yeah, when we got Citra, like we went and saw like her litter, and she had two siblings, and the siblings looked kind of similar, and Citra looked nothing like them. And she was way cuter, so we got her.
She's like a calico.
Yeah.
Her coloring is
her
like
coloring, calico. Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you got to spend Christmas up there. For Christmas, Becca got me a tiny little piece of the Kapton foil that was on Apollo 11, the command module, which is super, super cool.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know, it's super cool. But the problem is now I'm like, am I going to drop $500 on more space memorabilia like right now? Because I really want to. I didn't even think about there being a market for space stuff, but I've got my eye on a couple things, and I'm really, it seems like it's going to be bad for my wallet.
No, so here's why you can't buy a second one. Because yeah. Then you'll have to buy 10 more. Because when you have one,
I know,
it's a cool thing you have. If you have two, now you have a shitty collection.
Here's the problem. I'm already there, though. I'm already there. So my grandmother's cousin was a NASA employee. He worked at a tracking station in Australia. And he got me a piece of like lucite that had been flown on one of the space shuttles. Side note, he actually wasn't an employee at NASA. He was a spy for the CIA, and his cover was that he was working at a at a tracking station, which is pretty cool. But so I'm already at the shitty collection, Samuel. That's why I'm like, I got to get Vostok 1. I got to get some Friendship 7. I got to get some Apollo 12, my favorite mission, you know? Like, I'm ready to go.
Well, the fact that he didn't work at NASA,
yeah.
Perhaps that piece of lucite came from, you know, an IHOP bathroom or something.
No. I like where your head's at. He did work at NASA. Like, that was his cover, you know what I mean? But, like, actually his job was being a spy. But he did do the other stuff because he had to, or his cover would be blown.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think about rubbing these items all over yourselves in hopes that you're imbued with cosmic rays and get powers like the Fantastic Four?
Every night I lick them.
Give it time.
Nothing but a tongue infection so far.
One day you're going to wake up and you're going to be Meta Rocks and you're going to be like, that's the worst one.
The best part of the new Arrested Development when they made on Netflix is Tobias gets a job as like a knockoff Fantastic Four guy, and he comes home in his costume and he's like, maybe, where are you? Daddy needs to get his rocks off.
Yeah. Pretty good.
And I thought that was very funny.
That season was not great, but it had its moments. No.
I like that moment. Okay, let's go to our last moment of news here from sfchronicle.com. Excuse me. Americans are drinking less craft beer. So how are these Bay Area breweries growing? We all know that, you know, things are not good in the beer world. But in the last 12 months, according to this article, 8 Bay Area breweries have expanded, either opening new tap rooms or increasing their brewing capacity, which is bucking the trend. So how did they do it? What do you think? What do you think, Mitch? What did they do?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm just looking at the article. But I haven't gotten to where it explains how that's possible.
Yeah, That's why I asked you, because I saw Sam had started reading. And
well,
I
got distracted by this AI rendering of Natalie Portman in one of the ads.
What?
I don't know if you guys also got this.
No, you have different stuff in your feed.
I didn't see that. So are you going to tell us?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I'm too busy looking at the... Ah, that's weird. That's weird. Put that in the show notes, Samuel. They did it. They did it, it says, by really becoming more like hospitality businesses and de-emphasizing beer, which seems like a little bit of a cheat. But basically, these were all like breweries, tap rooms, you know, really beer focused. And they've added things like playgrounds for kids, cocktails and non-alcoholic menus. And so they're more like, you know, and food. It said that food is a big, you know, one of the big revenue generators at these places. So it's now almost more just like a restaurant or like, I don't know, something like that. Which, I mean, fine. If that's how they survive, then that's then fine. I just think it's interesting.
At some point, it's harder to classify yourself as a beer establishment.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if it's a brewery, it's a brewery. If they make beer, then, like, it's hard to say they're not a brewery. But, I mean, I think that that leaning into the family market is really smart.
Yeah.
Because I want more places to do that. and I think especially doing it in a way that's obvious is good. I think that there are a lot of beer drinkers who really hate when there are kids in beer drinking establishments. And there are some places where I get it, but there are some places where, like, listen, if you have Checkers and Connect Four and 100-piece jigsaw puzzles, it's because you want kids in your establishment. So,
right,
like,
right.
Don't blame me for bringing my kids to a place where clearly I'm supposed to bring my kids. And a place is even more intense in that regard.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's fair, Samuel. I don't particularly love when there are a bunch of kids around, I got to be honest with you. But, like, then I would just go to a different bar. Like, if I rolled up onto a bar and there was, like, a play place outside, I would just go to a different one, you know?
Yeah, it's a flag waving saying, right. If you don't want to be around kids,
don't be here.
Seek refuge.
And I wouldn't. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't begrudge them. You know, you got to do what you got to do. And like you said, you know, leaning into the family market is smart. You know, diversifying your offerings, I think, is always going to be a good idea. I think there are too many places that, you know, too many beer places that still have, like, you know, 12 beers and 9 of them are hazy IPAs.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's crazy shit.
What do you think about somewhere going the opposite direction of the family friendly and saying, like, no kids allowed, there's a smoking patio, blacklight parties. Oh, am I talking about a club? Is that what a club is? Is a club just a brewery where there's no kids allowed?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I mean, here, I'm sure where you are too, a lot of breweries are hosting trivia.
Yeah.
Or having open mics or, you know, all sorts of things to bring people in. But I still don't understand does it result in selling more beer, or are they just making money because people are buying snacks there?
Yes. The second
one. I think it's both. I think it's the second one for obvious reasons, but it's the first one because it gets more people through the door. And maybe you're there for Nacho Tuesday or trivia night, but you're there, so you're going to get a beer or two.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I would say the primary thing that's helping them is that they're selling more of the other stuff, but I don't disagree with you, Sam.
Is there a link to their like accounting books that I could look at so I could do some statistical analysis?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. No, I don't think that's here. No.
Can someone hack the IRS for me?
it's a long article. I didn't read the whole thing, to be honest with you, but, like I said, if you find something that works and you're going to able to keep on making beer and doing it, then that's, you know, that's okay with me.
So then are a lot of breweries folding?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's yeah. like, pretty much every week, I pitch five articles and Tyler picks three of them. And pretty much every week, one of them is, this famous brewery has gone under. Can you believe it?
And do they go under or do they just sell themselves to Budweiser?
That some go out of business, thing,
but
some sell, some do like, what is it? The chapter 11 where you rearrange your shit and you come back to life. And I've never really been clear on how that works financially.
Yeah. The beer market has been doing poorly for a couple of years. And I would say early on, it was a lot more like consolidation, selling yourself to a bigger guy. But I think it's mostly just people are closing now. I think it's kind of leaning that way on the seesaw a little more.
I think the big guys might be that might have full tummies and not want to buy anyone else up at this point.
Yeah.
Interesting, because there's so many breweries in my hometown right now that, you know, relatively new breweries, they just keep opening. So I'll be curious to see if they start consolidating or failing.
Well, that's been the national trend, I'll tell you that.
I mean, that really with most small businesses don't last more than 3 years or whatever. So I think a lot of those breweries are not going to last, and that's kind of just the way of things.
It's a good thing you guys didn't decide to open a brewery.
Oh, my dog. I really, really was thinking about it. Like, after college, when I, like, kind of didn't know what the hell I was going to do with my life, I was looking into, like, we made 12 beers and 7 of them were good. I could probably start a brewery with that. And honestly, back then, I probably could have gotten in under the wire in terms of the craft beer bubble.
Yeah. What we should have done is sold those recipes to somebody. That would have been smart.
Well, we already got one of them stolen.
That's true.
Not the recipe, but there's a brewery in Meadville, Pennsylvania that we don't know for sure stole our beer, but we met with the head brewer and like asked him to taste it and give us feedback, and he did. And one of them was a cinnamon beer and one of them was a hot pepper beer. And then like 4 months later, they came out with a cinnamon hot pepper beer. And maybe that's a coincidence. Like, there's only so many flavors, but I still was like, come on!
Yeah, yeah. That's what we should have done, though. But, oh well, c'est la vie. Yeah. All right. We got anything else? We got anything else going on? We got any last-minute thoughts?
Well, you know, we got to do Years Through the Beers.
Do we have to?
No. I didn't prep it because it has been torturous. It's Thank been torturous God. To prep and torturous to play, so I didn't do it this year. I will take 5 seconds to talk about my New Year's resolution I made this year.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because I've gotten really clever with them in the past, and then I just can't stop having kids, and so I don't have as much like free time or just like energy to be creative. So I pitched myself a softball this year. It's read a book and like, not, it can't be a kid's book, but like read a book. And I had heard about this book series, that sounded interesting. So I got the first book on Libby, like I think on New Year's I got it. And I read a couple chapters and I'm liking it so far. And I checked and it said I was 28% of the way done, and I was like, wow, I'm really trucking through this book. Wait, how long is this book again? And then I realized it's a novella. And so I want to ask you guys, does a novella count? If I finish a novella, long, does that count as read a book?
How long is the novella?
I do not know. It's 172 pages on Libby.
What's the book?
I gotta All Systems Red, I think. Okay. What do you call the book?
All Systems Red.
Yes. By Martha Wells.
I'm seeing it. Okay, let's say page count. 160 pages? Yeah, that counts. Yeah.
Oh, that's more than I would have guessed. Okay.
Cool, yep, cool. You're good. no problem. If it was like 75, you know, I don't know about that one.
So you've decided you're going to read a book, meaning once you read that book, you're not going to even attempt to read any more books this year?
It's not that. I'm not saying that. So this is the first book in a series. There's like six or seven books in the series, and I like it so far. And if I continue to like it, I'll read the next book in the series.
I think one is like the baseline. He can go more.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like one book, and then, you know, people say, hey, I have this other book. And you're like, no, no.
Oh, I can only read one for the year. Yeah.
I'm done.
Right.
I mean, there was a time 6 years ago that Tyler recommended a book series to me, and I read all like 12 or 15 or whatever there were of those. And then I've been like, reading is fun. And I've been looking for books. I had been looking for books, and I found a few that like sucked. I read a couple more. I read a couple of those Joe Abercrombie books you recommended to me,
right.
Tyler.
They're all right.
Oh, and I liked iRobot a lot.
Oh yeah, iRobot rules.
But then the next like 8 or 10 books I tried to read, I got 20 pages in and I was like, this is boring as shit. How do people read books?
That's too bad.
And then I kind of gave up. So I was like, I'm going to do it. But now this one I kind of like. So maybe it's not the resolution that's making me do it. Maybe I just picked a book that is fun.
This is good. I like this. This is a good character arc for you, Samuel.
Trying to read a book.
Yeah, I like it.
My next thing is, should I get into nonfiction?
I don't know.
Is nonfiction cool?
It can be. It depends on, you know, just like with the book, like who wrote it and the topic. If you're like reading about, you know, 18th century banking systems or whatever, that's probably going to be boring as hell.
Too many Jews.
Yeah, I like reading memoirs. I mean, in terms of nonfiction, I like memoirs more than kind of like, 18th century banking or the list of the popes through the 1600s.
Right. Yeah.
So just find a person that I think is interesting and find out if they wrote a memoir and then read it.
But there's some other good stuff too. Like I read this book, American Holocaust, I believe it was called. And it was about, Columbus coming over to the U.S. and some crazy stuff that happened there. And that was nonfiction, but it was really good.
That sounds like a bummer.
Oh, it was a huge bummer, dude. It was such a bummer.
I read enough news. Like my bummer quota is full in terms of reading.
Oh, I have some really good books about Venezuela.
Oh, I said to Emily with full earnestness today, do you think the war in Venezuela will end before our son is able to be drafted? He's 1.5. Yeah. The clock is ticking.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. Well, good energy.
Yes. Yeah. Hey. I sent you 3 books last year, and you said you were going to put one in 3 different rooms of your house.
I did exactly that.
Those were all pretty good books, but you couldn't get into them at all.
I got about 20 or 30 pages into each of them, and
damn.
I was like, eh.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I do appreciate you sending me those books. It's very thoughtful of you. But I just couldn't get into any of them.
That hurt my feelings or anything. I'm just surprised because I picked those books specifically because I felt like they started fast and had a lot of stuff going on in them. But it sounds like maybe you like science fiction and fantasy more than... These were like detective novels, that kind of thing. Maybe that's not your thing.
I'm learning later in life that I'm into sci-fi. I never thought of myself as a sci-fi person, but this book I'm reading now is sci-fi, and the Expanse series that Tyler recommended to me is sci-fi, and iRobot is classic sci-fi. I think,
yeah.
I mean, not everything I read is, but like, I think that might be my area, which is strange for me.
Okay, the energy has come up like a half tick, so let's end it here, right? Let's just end it right here. Mitch, what did you think? Remind us of that beverage that you're drinking and tell us what you thought about it.
I have Adrian Brewing's White Rascal, some 5.6, I think. And I said in the beginning, it's very smooth and very drinkable. I kind of like it a lot. I would give it a 7.4 and say it's, you know, it's a good beer. If you're not liking anything really hoppy and you don't want something that's going to, you know, blow you away, you just sort of looking for something drinkable that, you know, would be good with a meal. I think it's a good choice.
All right. I had Cherny Velkopopovichki Kozel.
You're going to have to text me that name so I can find it later.
Yeah. Kozel Dark Lager Beer, 3.8% ABV. I didn't love it. Like, it was a little, you know, a little pruny, I'll say it. It was a little pruny, I thought. The 3.8 is just like, God, come on. But, you know, I mean, it's probably cold in the Czech Republic. I'm sure they're just sitting around drinking, you know, beer to keep warm all day. This probably fits that bill pretty well. So I didn't love it, but I'm going to give it a 4.5, I guess, and recommend it to Kristen
Members
Bell's
of
husband.
The former Soviet Union.
Yeah. Oh, Kristen Bell's husband, who's out there shepherding those sheep.
Right.
Yeah. Samuel.
Kristen Bell. How did I forget her name? She's in a million things I like. Whatever.
That's true.
Yeah, I had everything naughty. And if you want to know what I think about it, listen to I talked about it apparently 6 episodes ago. So listen to that one.
Incredible.
I gave it a 6.5 before, and I'll stick with it.
I'm excited to see what you'll have to make up for this.
The nice thing about it is that you will forget, so I won't do that.
Hmm. He knows me so well. All right. Well, like I said, really glad to be back. You know, glad, always happy to start off the year by talking to you, Mitch. Love seeing you, buddy.
Same here.
Samuel, good to see you as always. Listener, if you want to let me know how my dad can avoid busting open his gut again, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewstuesday.com, or you can probably not anymore blue sky us at Brewsday Tuesday. Don't let us keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Bye.
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 Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine.
What do you think about this AI Natalie Portman?
It creeped me out. You know how I feel about the AI. I don't like it.
Yeah.
How do you know it's AI?
I mean, maybe it's not. Maybe it's like a weird CG rendering, but it's not a photograph.
Uh-huh.
You can just, it's like the lighting and the texture, and also look at her freaking hand, Mitch.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't notice her weird hand. Her middle finger is melting.
Yeah.
That's so upsetting. I take it back. It's definitely not CG.
Oh, boy. Please do put that in the show notes. I think everybody needs to see it.
We'll see if I remember.